Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now. What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, coming to you once again with another hot fire show here on Bashani Radio, New York City, and worldwide on the top three podcasting platforms. That is iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify. Well, it's post-Valentine's. I hope everybody enjoyed themselves and you got to see those that you love and those that you're probably not even supposed to be with. But I digress. Last week, I gave a lot of Black History resources. This week, we're going to get back into dating. This was actually supposed to be my show from last week, but you know how it is. Sassy's always starting out, and I get passionate about a topic, and I just completely go down my rabbit hole. But I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope that you took some time out over the past week or so to at least check out some of the things that I shared regarding Black History, and not just looking at them during Black History, but throughout the year. Everything is a learning process. And you can always use Google and find out other things as well. But I want to talk about why your online dating profile may not be attracting anybody. So I had a conversation, and my girlfriend, as always, we're bouncing stuff off of each other. And she's like, she's been on various platforms, and she's not even getting a nibble. And I was like, well, let me see your profile. And she had this, like, not very becoming. She's not an ugly girl, don't get me wrong. But she really doesn't know how to take selfies to benefit or to put herself in, like, the best light. Now, I'm not saying that she should use filters. What I'm saying is she has to know her body and know her angles. Like, I know I look better from the right than I do the left. I know that. I know how to style and stand, and I know all of this stuff about me when it comes to my dating profiles. So I was reading an article, and it was saying basically that here are 10 brutally honest reasons your online dating profile isn't attracting anybody. And I sent her to it and told her to, you know, read these steps and make a couple of changes and see what happens. But more importantly, you got to be a little bit more positive about this process. Don't get me wrong. This whole dating process gets worse and worse. And I know when I started out doing Situations with Sassy years ago, I thought the communication gap between Black men and women was bad then. But this shit has only gotten worse. It has only gotten worse. Especially when we have all of these internet gurus and these relationship experts that are telling you Black men want this, Black women want that, don't do this, you're not a good woman that, you're not a good man that, Black men are supposed to, Black women are supposed to. You got all of the little bit of, you got all this shit in the pool or piss in the pool that no one wants to wade through. So the bridge only gets longer and wider and longer and bigger, harder and harder to cross. Because everybody at some point is setting their ways about everything. About everything. Listen, you've heard me say throughout every podcast I have that dating can be as hard or as fun as you like to make it. It can be. If you make it hard, it's going to be hard. If you think about it being hard and you put it in the universe that it's hard, trust me, the universe is going to listen to you and it's going to make it hard. But if you make it easy, if you're positive and you're manifesting, the universe is going to hear that and it's going to send it back to you. I firmly believe that. I don't like dating any more than anybody else. But I also firmly believe that it's an enjoyable experience because even though you may not make, listen, even though you may not make a romantic connection, you have expanded. I know people are going to hate me when I say this. You have expanded your circle of acquaintances. or friends. I know some of the men that I've dated in the past are still my friends to this day. I know some of the men that I've dated in the past I've or met online that I knew wasn't going to be a connection, I've introduced to my other female, single female friends. And possibly they can make a connection. Some of them have and some of them haven't. Just because he wasn't right for me doesn't mean he's not right for somebody. And I don't wish anybody any ill will. But 40% of Americans use online dating. And that is according to eHarmony. And one of the reasons that a lot of people aren't able to connect with you or they're not resonating with you on your various platforms is the fact that you have a bad profile photo. Now, I am a plus size woman. And you know the joke, plus size women only show their face. They only do headshots or, you know, from the chest up. I am not that plus size woman. I don't want a man to be surprised when he meets me in person. So you will get headshots, you will get side shots, you will get front shots, you will get back shots. You will get all of me in that profile photo. So there are no surprises if we choose to meet publicly. That is for me. But go through your go through your dating platform or your dating profile and ask yourself, is this the best picture of you? And then move from there. The other one I was speaking to earlier, which I found out was on the list after I told her about it, is that you have a bad attitude. You're going into the whole process in a negative way. Think positive, you'll get positive results. It's just that simple. For some of us, it's location. Now, I've tried long distance. Long distance isn't for me. As you all know, I tell you I'm a hands-on type of woman. I need to get to my man in 60 minutes or less. So long distance doesn't work for me. But what if you're just in a shit location? What if you're in the middle of Alaska or, you know, I don't know, East Jablip somewhere where the dating pool really isn't that expansive? Then thinking outside of that box and expanding your reach, that's the third thing on the list. Don't let your location keep you, especially if the number of eligible single individuals, male, female, whatever your preference may be, isn't there. You're going to have to think about long distance. Now, it's not for Sassy. Sassy's tried it more than once to know that it is not for her. Plus, people be keeping secrets, but that's another story. You don't have a really good written profile. Now, nothing turns me off more than a man who connects with me or swipes right on me, and I go to look at his profile, and he just has a picture, age, and location. That ain't telling me shit about him. Swipe left. If you can't take 5 minutes to write 3 sentences to discuss or share your likes, dislikes, and who you are, I ain't got time. You don't want to be too wild. You don't want to be too frisky. You don't want to be too controversial. But you do want to give the people an idea of who you could possibly be. You're sending your representative. We all know that. We all are. We're all selling ourselves in some way, shape, or form to get you interested enough to swipe right, not just from the photos, but from the things that you say, from the interests that you may have that may be common between the two of us. I've noticed recently there are a lot of men who claim to be dominant that are looking for subs. There are a lot of men that are, I've had couples hit me up wanting a throuple. I've had men that are poly hit me up. So it's all about what it is that you want. And when I see things like that, it's really not for me. Especially the fact that most men want poly relationships. They want polyamory. I want polyandry. And a lot of them aren't going for it. They're just not going for it. And in some polyamorous relationships, all of them sleep together. And some he just sleeps with both women separately. So can you see a man agreeing to being with you while you also sleep with another man, and then you suggest that all three of y'all go together, I don't see any man that I may be interested in that scenario. That's just me. Another thing about your dating profile, you're trying too hard to be funny or quirky. Sometimes it comes off as strange and weird. So you might want to, you know, it's a fine line that you can walk. And I've seen some profiles that literally made me laugh out loud, and I swipe right. Because I like this sense of humor. It came over perfectly. Now, you know, after the conversation, that was pretty much it. But some of us are too political or too religious. You know, it's great to put God first. But atheists don't necessarily work for me. I don't even really think it needs to be on there until you have that conversation. Don't really need to have that conversation. You know what I mean? Initially. But, you know, people put it on there. I think I have it on my profile, but I hide it. And we also have unreasonable expectations. Again, I go into the whole situation with a positive attitude, but let me tell you, some of the brothers that I have talked to lately are on some real shit. And I've said it a couple of shows ago where they are actively asking women if they can come to your house or if you can go to theirs. Sight unseen, other than these profile photos. Now, I don't mind giving up my phone number because the number can be blocked. But I can't block my address once you put it in your phone. You done been here before. Or you know if you've been here. You can't do that. You can block a number. But it's kind of hard to take that address information back once you've given it out. So ladies, just be very careful of that. You don't want to be too picky. But you have to have reasonable expectations. I really only have an expectation of to have a good conversation. If there is a connection, that's awesome. But if it isn't, then my expectations weren't set. Like, oh my God, I just met this guy and I think he's the one. No. Be reasonable about your expectations. And also be reasonable about yourself. I'm not saying not to be confident, but listen. I know I'm not an ugly girl. But I know that I'm not the Russell Wilson type of girl. But I also know I'm not the Faison Love type of girl. Understand? Understand your lane. As they say, it's your level of attractiveness, which I really don't truly believe in. But kind of, I guess when you're on a dating profile, and you never know. You can swipe right on somebody that looks good, and you may be surprised, as I have been, where I've swiped right on some fine dudes, and they swipe right back. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. So there's no surprise, even in my profile. I talk about being a bubbling brown plus size, bubbling brown sugar. Jesus, I can't even remember. But it's something like I'm a bubbling brown sugar plus size ball of fun. So you don't get any, what's the word I'm looking for? You don't get any surprises. When you read it, you see it, you meet me, I'm exactly who I say I am on my profile. I've learned from this dating game from years ago that you cannot share your, send your representative when you meet people. You need to be who you are. Because in 30 to 90 days, the true person is going to will itself out. It's inevitable that the true you, the very person that you are, the very essence of you will reveal yourself to that individual. I don't care how hard you are trying. We can only act for so long. And trust me, some of us act for a very long time. And some of us act far longer than we need to and far longer than we should. Number 9, you talk money too soon. Too soon. And that's in every profile that I've seen, financially stable, financially fit, fit fine and fabulous, and all of these other things that, you know, financial stability and all of this other stuff that people are talking about in their profiles. I don't need to know how much money you make or how much money you don't make. I may not even like you after a couple of conversations. So it's not for me to know that. And I've never been one of those women driven by money. And I know that surprises a lot of people. But money doesn't drive me. The connection does. The conversation does. The vibe, the chemistry, the way in which his mind works. That's what drives me. That's what connects me. That'll have me falling in love with individuals I know I shouldn't fall in love with. And it's always about timing with me. Always. Where I can meet the right person at the wrong time or the wrong person. And if for whatever reason, it seems to be the right time. So the last one as to why your profile may not be garnering any attention is the fact that you're talking about your ex or your kids. Now, I don't mind you talking about your kids. In fact, if you have children and you have four kids and you tell me you have two, and then I find out later you have four, you know I'm not talking to you anymore. So that at least lets me know that, one, if you have children, how involved are you in their lives? That's important. That's even though I don't have kids, if a man I meet has children, he needs to be an active, present, and engaged father. Can't be them little weekend dads. Can't be I'm not going to worry about them dads. Can't be the petty dads and get mad and not speak to their children because of the choices these children decide to make. They're still your children and you love them anyway. Good, bad, or indifferent. I've dated men where I remember being on a date with one guy and all he talked about was his daughter. In the middle of the date, he started talking about his son. And I was like, wait a minute. How many kids do you have? He's, well, I have two. I said, when I talked to you and I met you and we've been talking almost, what, 3 weeks now? This is the first time you talked about your son. So what else are you lying about? Well, I didn't lie. It was an omission. It was a lie. Because I specifically asked you, did you have children? You specifically said, I have a daughter. That sounds like one child to me. And that was it. No need to have any other conversation with this individual. You lied about your children. I also have an issue with people who, you know, we all have crazy exes. But you call your ex a bitch, what you gonna call me? You call your ex to see you next Tuesday, and that is word I hated the worst. What will you call me if I make you mad in the heat of an argument? So those are the things that you need to, that you look for when you're looking at your profile. And if your profile fits any of those 10 bullet points that I just read, you can go to Your Tango and you can pull it up and you can look at them and read them yourself. And maybe you tweak these and make these changes and feel comfortable in the changes that you're making, regardless of what dating platform that you're on. And more likely than not, someone will end up swiping right. So that is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. And until then, I will see you or talk to you in a week. Peace.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.